where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
There has been a train car derailment at St. Andrew Street at Vital Street. According to an alert from the Umjadong notification system this morning, 10 cars have derailed, three carrying liquefied petroleum gas. No leaks have been reported. Sarnia Fire and Rescue is on scene. St. Andrew Street is blocked to traffic and motorists are advised to find an alternate route. OPP are reminding motorists and passengers to buckle up ahead of the Easter long weekend. Sergeant Kerry Schmidt says over the last 5 years, 296 people killed on OPP-patrolled roads were not wearing a seatbelt.
The lack of seatbelt safety equipment is one of the leading causes of death and injury on our highways. And this Easter long weekend, the OPP will be focusing particularly on those people that are not properly secured. You need to have that seatbelt on. It is the law.
Last year, OPP laid close to 10,000 seatbelt-related charges. The province and union representing Catholic teachers in Ontario have ratified a tentative deal, with some points headed to arbitration. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association announced yesterday that the central terms of the deal have been ratified, although issues, including compensation, will be worked out through voluntary binding arbitration. The Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation and the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario have each ratified their contracts. The AEFO, which represents educators with French language boards, reached an agreement in January. Around $7.4 million has been earmarked toward capital projects for Catholic schools in Sarnia, Lambton, and Chatham-Kent. As Josh Boyce tells us, the St. Clair Catholic District School Board recently received annual funding through the Ministry of Education.
In Lambton, site upgrades are being done at St. Patrick's High School, including a new classroom and gymnasium. There is also a partial roof replacement planned at Holy Trinity, and phase two of interior renovations is underway at Sacred Heart in Port Lambton. In addition, new play spaces are being constructed at a number of schools, including Holy Trinity, St. Elizabeth, and St. Michael.
The School Condition Improvement is a capital renewal program, which allows school boards to revitalize and renew aged building components that have exceeded or will exceed their life cycle. A robotics team from Sarnia will take part in a regional competition in Windsor this weekend. The Francobots, made up of students from St. Francis Xavier and Franco Jeunesse, will be at the first robotics competition starting today. Spokesperson Sachin Parmar says this follows a competition in Waterloo, where the team won an imagery award.
They were really nervous at the beginning, but as the weekend went on, just pure excitement. And obviously when the imagery award was won, you know, everybody was really pumped up and ready to go to Windsor.
Teams that place high or earn certain awards this week will move on to the provincial finals in Mississauga. And a reminder that Sarnia Transit buses will not be running tomorrow for Good Friday. The Easter long weekend means beer and LCBO stores will also be closed tomorrow and Sunday. Most stores, including Lambton Mall, are closed Friday and Sunday. Garbage pickup in Sarnia is normal. Mainly sunny today with winds out of the southwest, a high of 9. Clear tonight, a low of minus 4. For tomorrow, mainly sunny skies are expected, a high of 9. Cloudy with a chance of showers on Saturday, a high of 8.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.